Okay, so we're recording now.
And Bob, to start with, can you say your name and your title or involvement with the Carroll County Arts Association?
Okay, well, my name's Bob Sweeney, and I am the current president of the Arts Council of Carroll County, and have been involved with it from its conception quite a few years ago. And I've served on the board for a good part of that time. So.
And let's start out with just a little bit of history and background on the Arts Council in general. When was it formed and what was the original intent? And if you don't know, I don't feel...
I believe it was 2001 is when we were organized. So. But it's to support the visual arts and performing arts in our community, and primarily to make our community a better place to live.
All right, great. And specifically zoning in on the theater, when did our council first become involved with that building specifically?
Well, we, part of our goal was to see that our community did have a theater, and when the theater was put on the county tax auction block, we made arrangements with the Carroll County Trust Company to loan us some money to buy that if we could purchase it at auction. The auction was not held as a tax auction because immediately before that she scheduled a public auction herself. And that auction did occur. We were the high bidders, and she said she wouldn't sell it at that point. But we continued to seek the purchase of it after that, and ultimately did, and I believe that was 2008, with the intent that it be renovated and into a movie and performance theater, which at that time it was only showing movies. But the council felt that in order for it to be successful in this market, it needed to be able to be a movie and performance theater where we could have local talent be shown, and as well as bring in some outside performers.
And just for clarification, you said she and the previous owner.
I do.
I can speak in there. Now, you said she wouldn't sell. How did you eventually acquire it?
Well, she ultimately changed her mind and decided to sell it.
And may I ask what the cost was?
I believe it was $42,000.
And you mentioned the Carroll County Trust Company. I don't know much about banking. How did that financial situation work? Like, who was responsible for the funds?
Well, the council itself was. So, and that's all of our fundraising efforts. That's been one of our requirements that we service at home, which we have done, and they've been very good about being flexible on our ability to pay. So.
And now, once you actually have the building in your possession, what kind of shape was it in? What kind of work prevented it from being open to the public?
Well, you know, at the time that we purchased it, you could see flames come on in the furnace when you were the theater, and the roof did leak at that time. You know, there were mold issues and paint issues and issues with practically everything. The balcony was not opened at that time. So, you know, the cost to try to improve the cosmetics alone and keep the theater open would have been significant. And again, we had roof issues that were more than just the top skin. So rather than do that and then try to undo it all, we opted to close it down instead of trying to spend a pretty significant amount of money just to keep a movie running.
And do you have any idea how much it would have been to run it?
To
have it open? Sorry, like
on no, break. We didn't even, after just a full discussion, we didn't even go there. It just did not seem to make good sense as far as dollars for the year.
And since that decision was made, what kinds of, what has the discussion centered around, like repair-wise and up until the point you decided to repair it now?
Well, we did hire an architect to do a bona fide professional plan to remodel it, which we did, and we had a very, very good plan, we thought. But, when you're talking a project like that, the cost is more than just building a steel building. So you're probably in the general neighborhood of $1.25 million to completely renovate it and try to save what was there. I might go back and give you a little history of the building itself. The building is located on Heidel Street. Well, the Heidels were one of the first property owners, given some of the town founders, and Mr. Stanley was the first commissioner of the county, and that's what Stanley Branch was named after. And so this was sold to the Heidels, and in the beginning, and then there were several other heirs along the way, but in 1912, the building across the street where Paul Berry Electric is currently located was owned by the Willis brothers. They had a mercantile furniture store, undertaking, all those kinds of things. In the north half of that store, they rented from a landlord in California. They made attempts to buy the north half of that store from the landlord, who did not want to sell. So they looked across the street to the south and bought that lot and decided to build a building that would fit their needs. So they undertook construction in 1912. That also was the year that the Wilcoxon Opera House burned. That was the site where James Baum's law office currently is, on the southwest side of the square. Well, that opera house was one of the best opera houses west of the Mississippi at the time. So the community was missing that opportunity. So anyway, the Willis brothers were very aggressive merchants. They wanted to have a place big enough for their business to grow. So they bought the lot across from the Paul Berry Electric building and built a building. And if anyone's ever wondered why all of those window openings were on the north side of that building that were all bricked up, because it was built as a furniture store. But before they occupied the building, the landlord in California decided they would sell. So they bought the north half of that building and stayed there, and sold that building to a fellow out of Sedalia. I believe it was A.E. Jarbo and a couple of partners. And he owned a couple of theaters in Sedalia. So he came in, took the main floor out, put in a balcony, and turned it into a theater. And in the beginning, they did have live performances too. And but that movie opens November, or the theater opened November 9th, 1914, as the New Opera House. And that was in reference to the Wilcoxon Opera House that had burned. So it opened with 500 seats, and they charged 10 cents admission for it. So anyway, that it was billed as being absolutely fireproof and safest theater in the state of Missouri. And all of this information I've gleaned from going through old newspapers with celebrity. So it has always been a theater performance house. So there were successive owners over the years, Mrs. Johnson and Commonwealth Theaters and B&B Theaters, that show company. And then Hope Miller was who we bought it from. So anyway, it's had a century of existence and sometimes questionable maintenance. And more recently, very questionable maintenance. But, you know, we took, as I have said, the funds that we've collected and made our payments and paid insurance. And we did that until the insurance company said we won't insure it anymore.
When was that?
Just several months ago. And that's when we made our decision that, you know, it was more responsible to be proactive and take a blighted building that was potentially dangerous and make it into a safe situation. Doesn't change the fact that a building can still be built there, you know, but that doesn't mean that another direction might be taken at some point down the road. I lost my train of thought there. Oh, well, what I was going to say was that, you know, our decision to renovate the historic theater was very appropriate. We gave the historic and the emotional nostalgic aspects of our community, you know, the opportunity to get on board and help with that. And a lot of people worked a lot of hours doing voluntary demolition and, you know, all kinds of fundraising. It's a tough job. And I'm sure there'll be critics of us out there, but a lot of the comments that are coming up at this point are emotional based. This is before you came to town, but where our current library is, used to be a big hole for years and years until the library was built. But it was the former site of the Florence Hotel, you know, which was a big destination hotel, especially when the Wilcoxon House was operating. So, you know, everything has a life. And if things aren't taken care of well enough, then they get to the point where they can't exist anymore. So this is by no means the end of desire to have a movie theater in our community, because we still feel it's an extremely important facet of the quality of life in our community. A lot of people think the movie industry is dying or nearly dead because of all the technology that's come along. I don't personally believe that, and none of us do either. And if you think about it, Hollywood's not going to let that happen. They may make it cost prohibitive, but, you know, you can make it, you know, maybe it's a good thing that it's coming down. I know from a cost alone perspective, it will be, we'll regain the money that it costs to tear it down tenfold if we build a new building. And that's beside the point, because it was taken down as a matter of public safety. But it was also a reality. And we can make it look like an old building. And the same situation is going to exist on the square with those three buildings. You know, they all want to save the look of it. But that's not a practical situation. But it can be made to look aesthetically if a new building is built. But I'm getting off track a little bit.
No, you're fine. So what is the council's plan with that plot of land right now? Are they going to hang on to it? Or?
That's yet to be determined. We'll just we'll regroup after the building's down and graded, and you know, our situation is readdressed with the bank, and I won't make any predictions at this point. I'm sure nothing will happen immediately. So, you know, my personal perspective is that projects like this don't happen without philanthropy. And philanthropy and fundraisers are not necessarily the same thing. You know, it doesn't matter what size the community, even Kansas City's Kauffman Center came about because of philanthropy. You know, and you know, we don't have, we're not a tax entity to raise taxes. And quite frankly, taxpayers shouldn't have to do this. You know, we were saddled with far too many things that we're obligated for. But this should be done because people want it. And the long and the short of it is, monies of this nature can't be given by, you know, the people on the lower economic end of the scale. So, but we'll see.
May I ask, have you gone to anybody or mentioned this to anybody you know who does have that kind of money?
Well, you know, we've been in existence long enough and have spoken to enough groups and stuff that there's been opportunities to, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you, you know. But it has to be a situation where you want to be involved. You want to reinvest in the community, not for personal gain, but for the good of the community. You know, at this point, I would call it an opportunity to build a legacy. You know, if you an individual has the funds, the capacity to do that without changing their way of living, or they don't have heirs or, you know, children, it's an opportunity to give back to community. And, you know, we have two of the things that our community has opportunity and access to are the Roof Center and the library. Now, while the library does have some tax base, they planned for years and years how to renovate the old library, but it wasn't until Boogie Bridges came along with her contribution that made the difference and allowed them to build that nice. And it's a fantastic facility for our community. So I think the same scenario will have to occur for the theater to be built by community.
I agree with the library. I go there all the time.
So, and it is, you know, it's about market, you know. Everybody says, well, you know, Silicon Valley does this and that. Well, they do a lot of things, but a lot of the things they do are funded through the foundations that they have up there, which were created or bolstered by people making large contributions for the good of the community. And if you had the, you know, isolate it down to why, to me that's probably the most basic definition that I could come up with. But,
we were talking about finances a little bit before I started recording. Can we touch on those? For example, how, now that the theater's not there, are you worried about, and you still have expenses, are you worried about still receiving contributions to pay for what you still have to pay for?
Well, sure we are. You know, when your sole existence is based on fundraising, you know, you're at the mercy of the people who might give you some contributions. You know, if it comes to the point where ultimately we can't afford to do anything, it may just, you know, you run out of options at that point. So.
If it gets to that point, would the council just dissolve, or do you know?
That would be one option, I would think. So, I don't think that would necessarily be good for the community, but some of the things that we've done have been very well received by the people that participate on. So, you know, unless you're actively involved in some, you base your opinions on comments of others, and you know, a lot of people don't really realize what, you know, what it takes to keep stuff moving along, even if it's minimal, if we've been able to do it.
You probably got it in a pretty muted town, but how supportive has the community been, even, not even financially, just emotionally?
Well, I think I don't recall through this whole thing ever hearing anyone say, oh, we don't need a theater. You know, everyone felt like that would be a very important asset for our community. And if you follow the roundtable discussions that the chambers had to the library, that's been pretty high on the list from the get-go. And so, you know, we think it's an important facet of a quality of life issue. So, especially for those who are less able to go out of town, you know, which is the option right now.
Is there any concern, because this is a small community, has that caused any special trouble for you guys, or brought any special support?
Well, that's kind of a hard question to answer. There's probably pros and cons. The community is what it is, and primarily it's home for most of us. And that's why we live here. Some of us were born and raised, and some, like yourself, are here hopefully for a long time, but maybe temporarily. But, you know, it doesn't. This is something that is, it's a benevolent thing for all the citizens in the community, and it can be used by anyone in the community. I mean, you don't have to be athletic or, you know, physically strong or have a special credentials to get into. It can be used for toddlers to autism, handicapped, non-handicapped. that beyond the hospital, there's probably no other public facility would cater to as broad a range of users as the movie theater. And with our desire that it be a movie and performance theater, it enhances its likelihood of being successful in a market of this size.
Well, those are all the
questions I have.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, or anything
you think we should have touched on that I did not ask about? Oh, not really. I mean, didn't really have, other than the general idea of what you want to talk about. Yes, it's sad that it's coming down. It's sad for what the people in our community can do. But it's had reached the point where it's definitely the right decision to take it down. So I would love someone that had the capacity to make this kind of project happen. Do we want their money? Sure, because that's the reality of it. It takes money and a lot of it to make something like this happen. But what I'd really like is for them to buy into the wealth of benefit that the community could derive from a project like this. And if you get involved with something like this and work on it, you know, it does give you a pretty good feeling when you're done. And the only way you can do that is to be actively involved in it.
Well, anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.